You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Saw this on the news last night.
I saw this as well, by the way.
Which I wanted to let you know about. It caught my attention. Look, it is a home invasion gone wrong, but not in a bad way. So I'll say this story. So this guy was in Western Sydney. His name is Samuel Akuso. I hope I pronounced that right. And he and his family were just watching TV last night when the power went out.
Yeah.
This guy, Samuel, went to check on the electricity fuse box outside the house.
Yep.
And when he got there, he was greeted by three men armed with guns.
Wow.
Yeah, which is concerning.
Yeah, because he spoke to one of them, didn't he? He had a chat to one.
Yeah, well, he had a chat to one at the end after. But at this point in time, they're kind of still fully on the home invasion, we've got guns type thing.
Yeah.
So they led this guy, Samuel, back into his house where he was greeted by his wife and two young kids who obviously saw their husband and dad being led in at gunpoint.
Yeah.
At which point the armed men with the guns said, and I'm quoting this now because I've got it verbatim.
It's ridiculous.
They said, oops, sorry, wrong house, and left.
Yeah, and just went.
And that was it.
Bye-bye.
I mean, if you're going to get had your home invaded, that's probably the best case scenario.
Yeah. Oh, dear. It's very odd. I'd be moving house. You'd be moving neighbourhoods, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
What are your options there?
What do you mean?
Like, when it's all happened, do you stay or do you, like, paint your house a different colour? Like,
well, I don't know. Maybe, immediately we thought move house, but maybe you do stay because the home invaders know that that isn't the house.
They know that that's
Imagine if you move two suburbs over and they're, like, they're just trawling around whatever they do in their car, just, oh, maybe that looks like a nice house to invade.
Yeah.
And then they walk in and say, oh, you again? Come on.
Because you know what they do in surgery so they don't lob off the wrong limb? So, like, same thing, like mistaken identity.
Yeah.
If you're going in to get an arm removed, what they do is they get the Sharpie out and they write on the other arm, not this arm.
Okay.
So if they got the wrong house, maybe they can just like spray paint or like paint on the front of their house, not this house.
I'm pretty sure that's graffiti.
No,
and
it's
yeah, but you just can't go up to someone else's house and just write, no, not this house. We've tried this house to invade it. It didn't work.
No, I'm not saying that the armed men go around doing that so they can process of elimination.
Oh, I see.
So I'm saying he, in order to...
So the homeowner, the guy
the
who lives there.
The homeowner, yeah.
Okay, but then you'll have the other... You know, well, if you order a pizza or something, delivery.
All of a sudden.
And then the pizza delivery guy's wandering up. Like, number 26. Yeah, this is number 26. Just walking up to the door with the pizza. Oh, it says not this house.
Also,
oh, well, it must be the other one on the other side of the street.
Also, by now, every house in Western Sydney now has that written on there after this new story.
Well, just one person's going and then everyone's going, not this house.
Yeah, just on the front. Just like, we'll be fine. It's all going to be good. But I cannot believe how polite they were.
I know.
Sorry was in there as well.
People armed with guns just said, oh, sorry, wrong house. Our mistake. We'll leave.
Yeah, they just were like, just NSYNC'd bye-bye-bye their way back out the front door, put their guns in their back pocket.
Look, it's unconfirmed whether they started singing early 2000s pop songs as they left the house, but they might have done.
Simo and Jordan.
And we go now to another record-setting moment.
Oh, love a good Guinness World Record.
Yeah, so this person definitely feels good about their achievements in life.
Oh, I feel like a champion.
A woman has managed to amass a collection of 1,622 different lip balms.
Okay.
So she said, in her defence... That her...
It's not a crime. She wasn't brought in front of Judge Judy. It's like, you've got too many lip balms. I find you guilty.
In her defence, she said her actual collection of lip balms includes more than 1,800 pieces.
Wow.
Not just 1,600.
Wow.
However, they didn't count the duplicates because she's got a couple of the same...
Oh, the same brand.
...type,
okay.
Same flavour. I don't know very much about lip balm, to be honest.
No. Nah. I don't know what you're
yes, you
implying
do.
Here.
Oh, yes, you do. So we head on now to Instagrams.
Is there a question there? What's the question?
There is a question there. So which one of us do you reckon orders in some custom lip balm? I think you might be able to tell, but at the moment the vote is currently skewed one way.
Well, I mean, Simo, you're trying to imply that it's me. I happen to know the answer.
Classic.
And maybe, are you trying to lay it on too thick? Yeah, I reckon that might be by suggesting it's me.
Maybe. I'm currently at 75% of the vote of...
I endorse that.
Of the gremlins basically just piling in on me, suggesting that that's something that I do.
I tell you what, head on over to the Instagram, vote on who you reckon orders lip balms online, me or you. What a cliffhanger!
Oh, a huge cliffhanger.
I know. So, who gets custom lip balms online?
I find it so weird.
Anyway, so back to this woman who got the world record.
Yeah.
What is she? Why is she just collecting them for fun?
She's just collecting them. She's been collecting lip balms since she was 11 years of age. So it is a sickness. The collector said she had to install special cabinets to the house to display her collection.
Where do you go to get a lip balm?
I think that's
collection another, display case.
Another custom order online. You'd know more than me.
I don't know, Simo. You're laying it on too thick, much like that lip balm that you've got on your lips. So far, so the poll is 67%. I think Simo, you are
that's
the one
correct.
That buys lip balms online. 33% me. Think me.
Yeah, I've been voted for. At a 67%, people thinking that these luscious lips of mine are unnaturally contoured through lip balm.
Big shout out to Jack, Josh, Lockie. They're just a couple of people that voted for you.
Yeah, I think also...
Holly voted for me. What are you doing, Holly?
I also think that this is a prime example to point out that there is a little bit of gender bias going on.
Now, what do you mean?
So there are... a hell of a lot of boys that have voted for me, right?
Okay.
Now, they wouldn't have a clue, I reckon. I'm going to point that out right now.
The guys can have lip balms.
Of course they can. I'm not saying you shouldn't.
You're a man, throw your lip balm into a volcano.
But the girls know lips, don't they, Jordan?
If you say so.
And Holly and Emma are the ones that have voted for your good self.
Yes.
Right? Now... would you like to reveal who in fact does this?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, so people, so all those people that voted for me.
That's correct, yeah. They know you well.
They do know me. Yeah, it's me.
They know you well.
Yeah, it's me. I bulk buy lip balms.
Yeah.
It's not that weird. I don't think.
It's not that weird.
Is it?
I don't know.
I told you that in confidence 3 days ago. Yeah. And now all of a sudden, I come into work and there's a poll on the social media.
So
who
good.
Bulk buys their lip balms
for
me.
I want you to own it is what I want you to do. So.
And I do because I buy them all online, so I own them.
Yeah, you do own them outright. You don't hire them, I assume.
No. It's not like a lip balm library. That's very unhygienic.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's not that there's like a particular one I like and I can't find it in the supermarket here, so it's cheap to get it online.
Oh, that's good.
Lip balm gate 2020.
Own it, Jordan. Own it. You do you, man.
Yeah, I've got four. I think I've got like four or five more at home if you want one.
And most people thought it was me anyway, so you're nothing to worry about.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Simo and Jordan right here with you. And I've been slightly obsessed with stories regarding countries cutting their own internet, like broadband going down, all of those kinds of things. We spoke about this the other week.
Well, it's a bizarre thing to be obsessed by because it doesn't really a country shutting off its entire country's worth of internet. It happened once last week, which admittedly is a lot. Before that, never.
So, and then I was like, in my mind, because this is what I think about in the afternoons, I was like, I wonder if this has happened, like, if anyone else is doing this. And then I discovered that there is a village that was losing internet at the same time every day consistently for 18 months.
Okay.
Right? 7 a.m.
This wasn't in... So, well, the story last week was a country in Africa.
Correct.
Was cutting off their internet so people wouldn't cheat in university exams.
That's right. And this time, just in Wales, in a village, for whatever reason, the internet was flicking off at 7 o'clock in the morning consistently every day for 18 months.
Right. Okay. So it would flick off, they'd have to call someone out to come and fix it every day?
Well, what would happen is it would be on for about 45 minutes. Like, for instance, the internet would be off for 45 minutes consistently every day from 7 a.m.
So
everyone's like, what the hell is going on?
If you wanted to watch Netflix between 7 a.m. and 7:45,
correct.
You got no chance.
Yeah.
And then it would just come on back on automatically and they wouldn't have to do anything.
Correct. Nothing.
Okay.
No problems.
Is it ghosts? That's my first question.
Welsh village, you know.
A ghost just, this will haunt them every morning. They can't download anything.
It's going to annoy the hell out of them.
They can't look at their Instagram without using their own data, which will cost them money.
So an investigation was opened.
We had James Bond on it. Dun, 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 dun. So the new James Bond movie. James Bond in the case of the mystery turning off internet in some small Welsh village.
What do you do? Do you expect me to escape? No, Mr. Bond. I expect you to die from boredom yes. between the hours of 7 and 7:45 every morning. So the investigation was opened. They found what the problem was. They determined that it must have been electrical interference which was to blame.
Okay.
So some kind
of... sounds a bit like ghosts.
So some kind of appliance or...
ghost.
Ghost.
And it was either a toaster or a ghost. We don't know which one. And it keeps shutting off the internet.
It's like, and it was shutting off the entire village. And this plays in well to your ghost theory. And they're quoted as saying, the investigative engineers were quoted as saying, we walked up and down the village in the torrential rain at 6 a.m. to see if we could find any electrical noise to support our theory. And at 7 a.m., like clockwork, it happened.
Oh, my God, it's ghosts! We're walking up and down the village and we noticed someone floating behind us.
Was it torrential raining blood?
So yeah, that house that's raining blood over there, maybe that's the issue.
Could be the problem. Our device picked up a large burst of electrical interference, right? So the investigative engineers knocked on the door and they found an elderly resident in the neighbourhood.
Ooh. Or was it a ghost?
No. And what he was doing was he was catching his favourite morning program by switching on a really old TV set.
Okay.
So he'd switch it on at 7 a.m. every morning and boom, the entire internet of his town would go down.
Oh, so he was just watching like the Welsh version of Koshy on Sunrise.
Yeah, exactly. Or like an early Antiques Roadshow. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Something along those lines.
And then that would somehow cause the entire village's internet to
correct.
Go off?
And apparently, once informed, he went immediately inside, switched off his television and never turned it on, has never turned it on since.
I feel bad for the poor guy. I mean, like, now he can't watch Koshy or the Welsh version of Koshy. I guess he could just get a new TV.
Reportedly, he was mortified.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, sorry. Whoops.
I don't know. I still reckon it may be ghosts.
Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, it's Wednesday, which means it's time for this.
Combining the news resources of literally no one. This is the Simo and Jordan News Game.
Yes, Simo, the Simo and Jordan News Game. I've taken some news grabs, bleeped out one word.
I hate this game.
All you have to do is tell me what word is bleeped out. Simo, you're a news hound. You keep up to date on what's happening in the world, so you should be pretty good at this. It should be easy for you.
Relatively close. The problem that we always come to is the speech pattern of said newsreader, because there's a couple of different newsreaders that we have here at Snow FM, and every now and again, one will say commence instead of begin, or introduce instead of welcomed, and things like that. So it's quite tricky.
Well, Simo, if you've done your research, this should be quite easy for you.
You say that, but I just pointed out why it's not.
I know, and I just pointed out that you should work harder.
All right.
See, again, you're not listening to me nor the newsreader, and now this is why you're struggling at this game.
I might know the news story, but maybe not from the specific newsreader is what I'm getting at.
All right, well, should we try it out? Should we go for question number one?
Please.
The Archibald's Packing Room Prize has been awarded to artist Maine White for his self-portrait. Maine White says his... was the one who told him to enter the Archibald's.
Oh, like, let's go with his mother. It's going to be his mother or his girlfriend, someone important in his life.
Which one are you? I feel like, whenever we do this, I feel like I'm Eddie Maguire.
The Archibald's Packing Room Prize has been awarded to artist Maine White for his self-portrait. Maine White says his was the one who told him to enter.
What are you thinking?
I don't know this story. Let's go with...
Literally a minute ago, you said, I normally know the stories, but I don't know what the wording is.
But what, I'm just
honest. Have you not been keeping an eye on the Archibalds?
Let's go with his mother, because mother always knows best.
The Archibald's Packing Room Prize has been awarded to artist Maine White for his self-portrait. Maine White says his mum was...
Thank you. That was a complete guess.
To be fair, though.
No, you're not taking that away
from
me.
You said mother.
That doesn't
she
count.
She said mum. Is that... I don't know. It's a different word.
This happens... I told you. See, you have proved me correct.
Yeah, you suggested mother. It's mum. We're on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. You wouldn't win the money.
Question two.
A New South Wales Rugby League team won't play the rest of the season due to a violent in Lake Macquarie.
Brawl? Let's go with brawl.
Are you going with the brawl?
Violent brawl. This is the question again.
A New South Wales Rugby League team won't play the rest of the season due to a violent in Lake Macquarie.
All right, well, I tell you what, I'll
give
you...
Violent brawl or outbreak, maybe? I don't know.
I'll give you the first one. So you got the first one correct.
Yeah.
So two from two.
Yeah.
Brawl, outbreak, is that where your head's at?
Well, the fact you've given me a point means that I've probably got the wrong idea on this one because that's kind of...
Maybe I'm just being nice because I'm a nice person.
Play the man, not the game.
A New South Wales Rugby League team won't play the rest of the season due to a violent in Lake Macquarie.
Outburst? A violent brawl, outburst, like something violent has occurred in Lake Macquarie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a violent brawl, battering, fight, fight wouldn't flow. I'm going to go with brawl. Let's go with brawl.
A New South Wales Rugby League team won't play the rest of the season due to a violent brawl in Lake
Macquarie. Yes!
Two from two!
Yes! Oh, come on!
Simo, just before we get to question number three.
Yes.
Two from two so far. This is your first ever chance to go three out of three. And
I don't know any of these stories so far.
Don't read the news. You'll be better at this game.
Correct.
But Simo, this last one.
Tricky.
Previously, we've bleeped out just one word.
Yeah.
This one, I have bleeped out two separate words. You have to tell me what both of them are.
You.
To get a clean sweep. Three out of three.
Son of a...
The federal government is preparing to outline key projects it says will reduce... and create.
Okay, we're going to create jobs because that's what we do.
The federal government is preparing
as politicians
key projects it says will reduce and create.
All right, carbon emissions. they're always about reducing carbon emissions.
So it's reduce bleep and create bleep. So the second one, are you going for jobs?
Like if I was the most basic politician, if I didn't know anything about politics, which I don't, I would say lower carbon emissions, create jobs. That's probably what they're taught. Like, that's in the first chapter of, politicianing for dummies.
I wonder how many have read that.
The federal government is preparing to outline key projects it says will reduce and create.
Oh, God. I think the carbon emissions, I might have gone a little bit too hectic, but I'll stick to my guns. We'll give it a crack. Also,
So you're saying reduce carbon emissions. And create jobs.
I feel like that's pretty...
Simo, is that what you're locking in for question three?
I feel like that's a pretty prime scenario for what the politicians are probably going yabbering on about.
All right, well, just before you play the answer...
Come on!
Hang on, just before you play it...
Yeah.
I feel like, as the host of this quiz, I should just do a dramatic pause.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Just to increase the tension.
That's okay. That's good.
Simo...
Hold up, would you like some? How do we go?
You are fake news.
Here we go.
I don't know why Trump's there.
He was there. Just continue. He's always there. He's everywhere.
He was there. Just keep going. Just keep doing whatever you're doing to pretend Trump's not there. All right.
That's what everyone in the world is doing, man.
All right, Simo.
Yep.
For a clean sweep.
Yes.
Three out of three. You're saying reduce carbon emissions.
Come on.
And create jobs.
For the glory.
Simo, let's find out the answer.
All right.
The federal government is preparing to outline key projects it says will reduce emissions and create jobs.
Thank you.
Technically, you said carbon emissions. She just said emissions. They could be different types of emissions.
There's only ever one type.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Simo and Jordan right here with you.
And Simo, I want to talk about this, which caught my attention. The fine people of the UK will actually have been receiving some fine Australian culture for the last couple of months or so, and it's coming to a crescendo next week.
We started exporting kangaroos.
No, I'm pretty sure you can buy kangaroo meat in the UK anyway, we've been doing that for years.
So I was saying in their wholesome form, going to try and ride them to school because they've been fed those lies for so many years.
No, we are not doing that.
Nope. Because they are also the biggest purchasers of Foster's, the Aussie beer, is the British.
Yeah, but you can't buy that beer in Australia.
No, it's not even yuck.
Yeah, probably rightly so as well. No, Simo, it's not alcohol related, this.
Okay.
Apparently, due to COVID-19, there's been a limit on reality TV shows that have been able to be filmed. And obviously, take, for example, Big Brother shoving 20 random people in a house together. Not the most COVID safe.
Yeah, well, that's the weird thing was it broke. COVID happened when they were already in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're fine. Same with, Bachelor, which is on, which had to take a break.
That's
and
right.
Then...
They started filming prior, didn't they?
Yeah. And because of this, TV networks have had to kind of look outside to stuff that's already filmed to try and give people their reality TV fix that they need.
Yeah, they've been, like, I'm a massive Survivor fan, and they've just been showing countless amounts of reruns. No word on if they're going to shoot a new season of that at all.
Well, I was seeing, just on Survivor, that you can watch, like, the Kiwi version, or, like, there's a South African version online or something for
there's
free.
There's no rules now. They're just giving you everything.
A couple of months ago, this TV show in particular, this Aussie TV show, got broadcast into America.
Right.
And the Americans couldn't cope.
Legit.
Yeah. We talked about it on the show. They were just losing their marbles at how crazy it is. And they were kind of going, is this really what Australia's like? And we are going, no, it's nothing like Married at First Sight.
Yeah.
But that is a TV show that has found its way onto UK screens, and the Poms are loving it.
Really? Yeah,
they can handle it. The Americans can't, the Poms can.
Because the Geordie Shore originated in, obviously, Newcastle, right, in England, and that's horrific. that's Married at First Sight, but worse.
Well, the Married at First Sight season they chose, they didn't, like, go back to the first season of Aussie Maths and start from there. They went straight to the one that came out in 2018 here in Australia.
Yeah, was that the Davina one? The scandalous Davina was involved?
Yeah, Davina was in it.
All of those villains from those plot lines that have been created from reality TV, their Instagrams and the hate mail, they're just going to get lit up again on Twitter, like from other nations.
To be fair, I didn't watch that season of Maths, but I saw in the promos they had that Dean, his name was.
Dean and Davina, mate, the cheating scandal.
And Dean in the promos was like, is this big kind of ripped guy, and it's like, I believe men are superior to women. It's like, total tool. Like, absolute tool.
Yeah.
So he will be shown all around the UK. It's been showing for a while now. The grand finale is on next week UK time. And, like, Twitter's been lit up because they're like, oh, what'll happen in the grand finale? I don't know. Oh, this is so suspense. I can't wait to find out. And I'm just like, it came out 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It's got a Wikipedia page. You could just Google it. It's fine.
Interesting, isn't it? Because I got a couple of points to this. One, first and foremost, they will get nasty messages in their inbox.
Yeah.
And you'd think that they'd seen everything before, but now they're going to come with different culture backings. Like, I don't even know what that means. Like, what did he call me?
It could be a good thing.
And then the other thing, with the reason that they canned Keeping Up with the Kardashians, right, is because the real-time drama was moving quicker than the TV series. So it's a weird, like, they're showing something, and then there's always the real-world drama that occurs outside of the show.
Yeah.
So they're kind of getting it in a isolated bubble, if you will, like, you know, self-isolation maybe. And they're kind of getting it in that little nucleus, little moment in time when there's a whole other story that has occurred since.
I just love the fact that, like, we're now having to revert to, like, other countries' seasons of reality TV show because they can't film.
I think it's a good thing.
I don't want to go all Mel Gibson or anything like that.
Right.
But you can take our reality TV COVID-19, but you can never take other countries' seasons of it that we can binge watch.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah. That should do it.